and clean out. Friday, the end of the week. Get rid of it.
Yeah.
Move it out. Have a good weekend. And take advantage of every minute, every hour, every day. Every moment is grace. And hopefully you feel gratitude in your heart every time you meet somebody that you love and you smile at that person that you love. And the smile comes back. Isn't that great? What a great feeling that is. You get it, Richie, from your children when you smile at them.
Yeah, absolutely.
Do you smile and they smile back, or do they smile at you and then you smile back at them?
Yeah, both ways.
Does it?
But I make a point to try and do it.
Yeah. And do they know that? They feel good. I think children feel
secure. I don't think they know that, but yes, they feel good.
Intrinsically, subconsciously.
Sure.
They feel there's nothing more important than a good smile or a good story from China.
Well, just people in general.
Yeah. Everybody. A smile from
Chinese. Yeah, right. They smile a lot in China.
Do they really? I did not notice when I was in China that they smiled a lot. They were always talking about Western corruption.
They wouldn't, when they walked up to you, just give you a polite smile and
bow. They were very standoffish.
No, really?
Very standoffish. Yeah, right. Remember, all Westerners are taller than most Easterners.
Even you.
Excuse me?
Even you.
Even me, yeah.
Yes.
Even me, yeah.
Very good.
All right, so on this date in 1986, Donald Duck was shown for the first time in China. Donna, never been in China before.
What year?
Chinese television, 1986.
I wonder what they thought of him.
Well, there was the first, that week was the launch of a half-hour Donald Duck Mickey Mouse cartoon show.
I wonder if they thought about putting orange sauce on him and serving him for dinner.
Well, I was just thinking about being quack. I mean, hearing quack. Quack is quack in any language,
yeah.
Right?
Quack.
Quack, quack, quack.
Quack, quack.
Quack, 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 quack. So, yeah, that's something from our friends in China. Meanwhile, back here in America, we have a lot of fear-mongering going on over Hurricane Sandy. There's all kinds of information everywhere, including at DougStefan.com.
My kids last night are asking me about Frankenstorm.
Yeah, right. Well, that's a perfect... It's kind of like from the, is that the mosquito who's going to kill me?
Right.
Department.
Or the shark who's going to eat me.
Right. Yeah, right. So this is, for me, a perfect example. Like other things that have happened, the stock market went down a couple hundred points, what, yesterday, the day before. And so to listen to some of these financial radio and television programs, you'd think we'd headed into another depression, some recession.
You know why the stock market fell 200 points.
Because
it was the anniversary of Black Friday.
But also the economic news isn't great.
Was laying off.
But why should that be?
So the stock market dumped 200 bucks just because it was Black Friday and the media was pimping it up.
Right, well, that's what I'm saying. It's the media pimping these stories that makes everybody crazy if you think about it.
So it's what came first, the chicken or the egg?
Which, you're scared, and then they respond to it, or they make you scared by creating the stories they do?
Right.
That's the question. Now, the latest example of this is this fiasco over Hurricane Sandy and the cold. There's a big mass of cold air coming across Canada, and then there's a storm behind that cold front. All of these things could mean a powerful nor'easter. The words that are being used by some of these people who are scaring the hell out of you, potential threat, it could be, it's possible, maybe, we still have days to go, but now, all of the indications point to this. Well, first of all, to put it into perspective, Hurricane Sandy is just barely a hurricane anymore. It was a hurricane, it was a Category 2 over Cuba. Made kind of a mess down there. 110 mile an hour winds, power, that kind of stuff, knock down trees.
They're saying the cold front that's coming across the country will suck it in to the mid-Atlantic.
Right, to where you are.
And that's what will make it the perfect storm.
Right.
So and it's more October, likely, so we've called it
Frankenstorm. So, Frankenstorm, last year on Halloween up here, I don't think it bothered where you were, but up here we had a snowstorm last year.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, don't you remember the snowstorm knocked all the power out for days?
That's a great question. What do the kids do when it snows? Do they have to wear the coats over their costume, or do they wear something under their costume?
It's normally not that cold. Usually, Halloween, the end of October.
Yeah, we don't wear coats in Halloween in D.C.
I don't ever remember wearing a coat when I went out to trick-or-treat. It's been a long time since I did that. But for all practical purposes, it is still warm. For example, the temperature here right now is 49 degrees. We get up to about 60 today here where I am in the Northeast. And over the weekend, it's supposed to be in the upper 50s. Got a big event on the farm tomorrow, another weekend extravaganza. We're going to have cow pie bingo, Richie.
Oh, I want to play. I want
to
play.
Yeah, you can go to Eastley Farm, EASTLEIGH farm.com. If you want to see the information about how to play, maybe we should have people.
You should have an online version.
We probably can't do that. Can't do bets.
But you can do donations.
You can guess. Where there are 100 squares, and we're going to put a cow loose in that area where the 100 squares are. And so you buy a shot for $30, I think it is. And if you win, you get $300. That is, if you picked square 40 and the cow poops on square 40, you win.
How do you control?
You don't.
Whether the cow will poop or
not. No, you don't. You don't want to control it. That's the whole idea.
No.
Game of chance. Oh, what if the cow will poop?
What if he doesn't poop?
Chances are that in the course of an hour, a cow will poop. Hour. So, yeah.
They poop every hour?
Yeah, they poop a lot.
Every hour?
Lots of pooping. They could go through. It depends how much they're eating. But if they're eating,
would it be
a lot,
better if you put three cows loose and the first one to poop?
Well, yeah, and we can do any combination.
Yeah.
It doesn't make any difference how many cows are in there. It's where they first poop.
Cow pie bingo.
That's what it is.
How much fun.
Yeah.
That's great.
A lot of fun. Anyway, so to go back to the hurricane for a second, and the verbiage that's being used by some of the people that are covering this, I find it offensive. Is it better, though, to be safe than sorry? And is that what this is all about? 800-510-8255. There are bits and pieces of audio there, Richie, from various sources. Most of it's just news stories. We had an excerpt from a Fox broadcast earlier this morning, which, in essence, the woman who was doing the reporting, if she worked for me, I would have fired her.
Really?
Oh, my God, is it ridiculous. Just ridiculous. Even, never mind what she was saying, it was how she was saying it. Look out! I don't know what the gut number is. No, it was Michael found it. So it's
maybe
somewhere. At any rate, I'm telling you, this storm, if I were a betting person, I would bet you it doesn't have 50% of the power, or it's still going to be a bad storm. Tuesday is going to be a lousy day weather-wise, from where Richie is, all up and down the coast to New York and into New England and up to Maine and into Nova Scotia. Lousy couple of days. The storm, even if it goes off and doesn't hit anything other than the coast of Maine and into Nova Scotia, it still is going to be kind of a miserable couple of days. That's just what you... But the predictions in Raleigh, I heard the forecast was for a half inch of rain. How's that a big deal? That's not far from where you are, Richie, moving up the coast. But sometimes these cold fronts, they're really... It's amazing how you can go 20, 30, 40 miles, and it's like you're in a different place, different world.
Yeah.
The way they affect. So, anyway, I'm suggesting to you that you be prepared, but I don't think this thing is going to be anywhere nearly as bad.
Let me give you a little background as to why the media corporations do this.
Yes.
Okay. Not background as to why, as to what they're doing. Already here on the news channel and the radio stations,
selling,
the weather is now sponsored to you by the power backup company.
Yeah, right.
The
generators.
The company that will put a seamless backup power system in your house.
Right. It's all about sales.
So as soon as...
Thank you for recognizing.
As soon as they get this bad weather report...
Yeah.
The weather reports switch from being sponsored by Geico or whoever to this company.
Yeah.
Because they pay a premium
to
sponsor the bad weather reports.
And they call the, what is it? It's the Severe Weather Storm System.
Oh, wait a minute. I was
studio.
I was going through some of the... Here, this is the perfect one. Fox News.
And a Fox News alert to begin happening now on Hurricane Sandy. That storm.
that's all you need.
That's all.
The sweeper.
Oh, look out.
The sweeper, the ding, and the news alert.
I mean. Explain that to the audience. Sweeper is. Go ahead. Play that audio again.
Sweeper is the whoosh sound. With the bell. And that kind of brings, like, I have to pay attention.
Yeah, right. Exactly. And then, look out. It's going to be bad.
And a Fox News.
Fox News alert.
I'm going to go into our production library, and every time you start talking about a new topic, I'm going to come up with some kind of sweeper and ding, you know.
Yeah.
And then you can talk about, you know, your cow pie bingo or
that's
something.
That's it. Cow pie bingo coming this weekend.
Let me. I'm going to go get something, and we'll have a new Doug Steffen news alert jingle in a few minutes for you, okay?
All right. Also, a 2020 news quiz coming up here on Good Day. Your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exogen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exogen.com. Exogen, changing the way the world takes temperature.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exogen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exogen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exogen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exogen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exogen.com.
America, I hope I have your attention, because the following message addresses an important topic that can make a tremendous impact on you and your household. If you, a family member or a friend, are active or off-duty U.S. military seeking employment, Eco2Tech is looking for you. Eco2Tech is a public company trading under parent company ticker symbol RVPL. America's green company enabling supply chains for energy efficient solutions. With plans to expand with new projects in over 30 countries, there is an increased demand for thousands of local and international job openings in various fields that have starting pay of up to $80,000 per year, in addition to possible bonus, 401k, plus full medical and employee benefits. Get more details about us online at greenjobsforveterans.com. Once again, visit our website at greenjobsforveterans.com. Thank you for listening, and God bless America. Eco2Tech is a subsidiary of RV Plus, ticker symbol RVPL.
GreenJobsForVeterans.com. Up to $80,000 a year is being paid to veterans. If you're looking for work and you're good at any number of skills, you need to check this out, GreenJobsForVeterans.com. 20 past the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program at 20 past. We try to, in as many hours as we can get it in, ask you a 2020, this is, I guess, considered a sports quiz. We don't ask many of those because we don't do much in the world of sports, but it's World Series time, so this sort of makes it interesting. Going back to the World Series game in 1997, last game of the series, Richie.
Yeah.
The series, in fact, was one of the most exciting.
Is that the one where...
Okay. Let me ask the question. One of the most exciting Game 7s
Toronto
in the history of the World Series. Was that on the air or off the air?
No.
Just be quiet.
Okay.
All right. Which team won the World Championship this date, 1997, and why? Which team was it, and why was it especially significant? 800-510-8255 on Good Day.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Described by some of our friends who are consultants, Richie, the only morning program that is sort of reminiscent of the old days in radio when there was the morning program covered pretty much everything. You felt like you knew everything that was going on, and you had fun, you carried away some stories or some issues. And so that's the case here with the Good Day program. And music is an important part of your life. I know that. So we have different musical references at times on the program because it makes you feel good much of the time, or at least emotionally. You can connect with a lot of these songs. This is a good example of that. As we go through some more of the number one songs from this week, various years in our fairly recent memory.
I'm not feeling it on this one, but I know you do.
Oh, I like this song.
I know.
Air Supply, number one during this week in 1983 with Making Love Out of Nothing at All. I always liked Air Supply. This is guy, I like pop music, and this is a very good example. Also, our number one song during this week, 1974 is the year. Dionne Warwick and the Spinners together with a great, great emotive tune called Then Came You. Crank this up, Richie.
Then came you.
Then came you.
Then came you.
Does it sound too corny if I... this is the long-distance dedication. This is how I feel about Meredith, actually.
Aww.
Yeah. Alright, from the winner's circle, during this week in 2003, group called Three Doors Down. You'll have to tell me about this song, Richie, because I can't bring it up in my mind.
A very popular band. Excuse me.
Really?
Back in the...
Nice voice, by the way.
Thank you. Back in the mid-90s. Still around. Not as popular, but had a nice run.
Did it? Okay.
Yeah, oh yeah. 5, 6, 7, 8 songs.
I'll take your word for it.
Yep.
Whitney Houston was number one during this week in 1985. Tune that you can probably dedicate.
You used to tell me
men need to be more romantic so that you can get through to the wild core of the women you love. I think, yeah, right. Understanding at first is important, and then, you know, you move into how do you respond or how do you make it all work? So that's Whitney. And here's the number one song going back as far as we near, probably.
Green
during this week
lady,
in 1970, I was still playing music. Matter of fact, I think this was probably the beginning. I had a four-year run as a disc jockey in a couple of stations in Boston. And this is about pretty much about the time I started. I remember this song well. Sugarloaf, Green Eyed Lady.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. 1970 during this week. Just
4 years is about as long as anybody lasts in any one city, isn't it?
Yeah.
As a DJ.
Well, unless you really pull them in.
Right.
I was always in the same basic city. I just wasn't on the same station.
Right.
Although I started in 71 on a station where I stayed for 13 years, so that wasn't a bad
run. Wow. That's a long run.
In addition, in comparison to doing this program now, starting our 25th year, it's the longest I stayed anyplace. For probably good reason. 800-510-8255. Which team won the most exciting Game 7 in the history of the World Series? The first wild card team to win. What team is it? 800-510-8255. Plus, story time coming up here on Good Day.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Outdoor banners.
Detailing your one-of-a-kind product offering.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you grow your business.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
And your customer base.
Design services, presentations, shipping.
So you go to the one place that has it all and prints it right.
Staples.
Right now, buy 250 business cards, postcards, flyers, or brochures and get 250 free. Details in-store or at staples.com/color. Ends 11-10-12. Staples. That was easy.
Searching for a great hotel deal? Go from online to on the road with America's Best Value Inn. Book a room and stay between October 22nd and December 16th this year, and you could save 15%, 20%, or even 25%. The longer you stay, the more you save. Plus, you'll enjoy free internet, continental breakfast, and HBO at most of our 1,000 hotels in North America. Visit americasbestvalueinn.com for details. With value in our name, you know you're getting a great deal.
Done.
How'd you like to say goodbye to your mortgage for an entire year? Yep, goodbye, ta-ta, arrivederci. That's what'll happen if you're one of up to five lucky winners in the Quicken Loans Skip a Year Mortgage Sweepstakes. Just think, no mortgage payments for one whole year. Courtesy of Quicken Loans. Go to qlskipayear.com to enter. That's qlskipayear.com. And you can enter every day. The more you enter, the better your chances of winning. There's a bunch of other prizes, too. Check them out at qlskipayear.com. You could say so long to your mortgage for an entire year. Goodbye. Farewell. See you later. Adios. Au revoir. Hasta mañana. Toodaloo. The Quicken Loans Skip a Year Mortgage Sweepstakes. One more way, Quicken Loans is engineered to amaze.
No purchase necessary. Legal residents of the 50 United States and D.C., 18 and older. Void where prohibited. Sweepstakes ends 11-18-12. For official rules and complete details, visit qlskipayear.com. Sponsor Quicken Loans Incorporated. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right.
Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you, over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com. Toll free, 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Are you storing food? Prepared families are storing food for months and years, but only have enough fuel stored for days or weeks. Stretch your fuel storage by harnessing the power of the sun with a sun oven. Food can be baked, boiled, or steamed at temperatures of 360 to 400 degrees with the power of the sun. You can use the sun for 50 to 80% of your cooking, allowing you to preserve your fuel storage for rainy days. Sun-baked foods stay moister and have less shrinkage and do not burn. Sun-baked roasts are tastier and more succulent, and sun-baked bread has unparalleled taste and texture. Water can be heated in a sun oven for purification or personal hygiene. For the past 26 years, sun ovens have been proudly made in the U.S. They're durable, have a long life, and come with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't be fooled by cheap imitations. For a discount coupon, visit sunoven.com/radio. That's sunoven.com/radio.
If you have the right attitude, 33 and change after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Rich McFadden. Jennifer is off today, so no television report. I give you a little information. Nothing serious. Rhea Perlman, who's divorcing Danny DeVito.
Yeah, isn't that sad?
Played Carla on Cheers, is going to be on Kirstie Alley's new show, Giant Baby. Where is that? Is that
Giant show? Baby.
That's what it's called. That's pretty exciting, huh?
Right.
All right, now.
Let's see here.
Let's get to our 2020 sports slash news slash history question. Let me make this very clear. You got 6 minutes to call us at 800-510-8255 with the answer to this question. You win some great cosmetics from Pure, or you get some Swell Doug Steffen paraphernalia if you would like it, whichever you prefer. We go back to this date in 1997. This team won one of the most exciting Game 7s in the history of the World Series, and this team became the first wild card team to win a World Championship. Which team was it, and why was it especially significant? 800-510-8255. Many of you are thinking about baseball, obviously, because of the series going on. And so let's go back in history a bit for a fun remembrance of this team that won this exciting game, Game 7, 1997 World Series. Why was this team especially maybe lucky to have won? 800-510-8255. All right, Richie's probably done some research.
Well,
now
no.
Figured it out.
Well,
you haven't.
Because it's not who I thought it was. I mean, me, I remember Joe Carter and his walk-off home run for the Toronto Blue Jays.
Yeah. No.
And
but don't give too much.
That was an amazing thing, yeah.
Knocking around. 800-510-8255. Doug Steffen's story time now here on Good Day, because we don't have the Queen of Sheep here either. Roberta's off today along with Jennifer. So I want to take you back in your memory. Many of you, most of you, will not remember what 1943 was like. So this is the story of Stamatis Moratis. He came to the U.S. for treatment of a combat mangled arm. He'd survived a gunshot wound, escaped to Turkey, and talked his way onto the QE-1, which was a troop ship, to cross the Atlantic. And he got into Port Jefferson, New York, which is not very far from where Roberta lives. Many of the people who came from his native island, Icaria, were there with him as well. Landed a job doing labor. Then he moved down to Boynton Beach, Florida. He married a Greek-American woman, had three children, bought a three-bedroom house in a 1951 Chevrolet. Hooray!
Wow.
One day in 1976, he felt short of breath. He went to the doctor, got an x-ray. Doctor said he had lung cancer and he had 9 months to live. At that point, he was in his mid-60s. So he considered staying in America and seeking aggressive cancer treatment at hospitals around where he lived. That way he could be close to his adult children. But then he decided instead to go back to his native island of Icaria, where he could be buried with his ancestors at a cemetery shaded by an oak tree that overlooked the Aegean Sea. He figured a funeral in the U.S. would cost a lot of money. It's only $200 in Icaria for a traditional funeral. And therefore, he'd have his retirement savings left for his wife. And he moved. This guy's parents were still alive on this island. And so he moved into a home with them. There was a vineyard there. He drank, worked on the winery, drank some of the wine. And this was, when he first went there, he wasn't feeling well. His mother tended to him because he appeared to be dying. He reconnected with his faith, his spiritual base. On Sundays, he would go to the Greek Orthodox chapel where his grandfather had been a priest. His childhood friends who were still alive discovered that he was there, and they showed up. They went to church, and they talked for hours about what life was like there. And they would drink a bottle or two of the locally produced wine. He thought, if I'm going to die, I'm going to be happy. In the months after that, something strange began to happen.
Yep.
He started to feel stronger. As a matter of fact, one day, feeling ambitious, he planted some vegetables in his garden. Didn't expect to live to harvest them, but he enjoyed being in the sunshine, breathing the ocean air. Enjoying the vegetables would be something that his wife and his family could enjoy because his wife moved over there after he was gone. Well, let's see. 6 months came and went. Guy didn't die. Instead, he started getting healthier. He reaped from his garden all kinds of great vegetables, and he started to feel emboldened. He cleaned up the family vineyard. He eased himself into a daily routine, woke up when he felt like it, worked in the vineyards during the afternoons. He would make himself meals, take a long nap. In the evenings, he walked to the local tavern where he played dominoes and drank the wine. His health continued to improve. Years pass. He added a couple of rooms to his parents' home so his children could visit. Built up the vineyard until it produced 400 gallons of wine a year. Today, 35 years later, this guy's 97 years old today. Today is his 97th birthday. He's not sure that that's actually right. He thinks he's 102. But he doesn't have one bit of cancer in his body. He didn't go through chemotherapy. He didn't take any drugs. He didn't seek any therapy. All he did was move home to Icaria. And so when you think about what you are told sometimes, God bless Tony. I wish that I could have gotten her to do some different things because I think, you know, in the end it might have been different. But you know what? Everybody has to make a choice. You make your choices. This guy chose to go back to his native land and to spend what he thought was going to be a short few months, and it's turned out to be 35 years.
Wow.
Isn't that a great story?
Wow.
Think about that. I mean, how many of you want to move to Icaria, which is a small little
drink the wine.
And drink that wine and eat the vegetables that grow in that soil? Anyway, he is way beyond the mortality charts, and he's a great inspiration to a lot of the people who are there and a lot of people here, a lot of people anywhere. He just decided that he was going to go home, and then he started in his own way to sort of fight back. I think that's kind of what you got to do. It's all in your head. We all know that it's very much in your head often. And living or dying is part of what's in pretty much everything in your life. If you think about it, if you really think about it, pretty much everything that goes on in your life with your mental health, your spiritual health, your emotional health and well-being, everything depends on how your head is. And if you have an attitude of gratitude, if that's what it takes, if you have an attitude of love, if you have faith, if you have belief in something or somebody or relationship, whatever it is, if you hold on to that with all of your might and don't waver, and that's what this guy did. He just said, okay, whatever happens, happens.
Yep.
I'm going to sort of...
Well, but let's look at it a little bit deeper.
Yeah.
What did he get away from here?
Yeah.
And maybe. Get to yeah. there
in a carrier.
That changed his circumstances.
Well, maybe there's something in the ground, the vegetables and the grapes that are grown there.
What year did he leave here?
He left here 35 years ago. So 35 years ago would be 1977.
Right.
Right. 1977. He came over here in 1943.
Just about when they were starting to make instant food, boxed instant food.
Yep. But I think it goes deeper. It really does go deeper than that. So I'm happy to tell you that story. I hope it inspires you to move in some direction, hopefully up. Not sideways, not backwards, but up. 800-510-8255. All right. I apologize because normally the 2020 news quiz would be done by 20 other people holding on, and they heard me go on with this story, so they went sideways. If you have the answer, and I know we had a couple of people there that did have the answer, again, I'll repeat the question, give you another minute to come back because I hate to disappoint people if you think you have an answer and a chance at a swell prize. This team that I'm looking to identify won the World Series on this date in 1997. It was a wild card team, and it was also significant for some other reason. What was the name of the team? And tell us why this was especially significant. 800-510-8255. Time to talk about dieting. How'd your last diet work for you? Lost a few pounds, and then you gained it back, right? You starve yourself, and then you eat. Starve yourself, weight goes away, eat, weight comes back on. Folks, ladies, gentlemen, there is a much more intelligent way, a better way to lose weight. Product called Axia 30. It's the new weight loss formula with ingredients that are absolutely clinically proven to help you lose 30 pounds in 12 weeks. 30 pounds in 12 weeks. You heard me correctly. 30 pounds in 12 weeks. The best part of it is you don't have to starve yourself. You eat normal. The average calorie intake for a man is 1,850. For women, 1,350 calories a day. You eat that way. You take Axia 30. It'll work. You'll lose an average of 30 pounds like everybody in the study did in 12 weeks. Axia 30 means proven weight loss results. With no nasty jitters, no racing heart, nothing like that. You can try Axia 30 for 3 months risk-free. Doesn't work, get your money back. But it's going to work. And that's why these people are so sure that they'll give you money back. They even give you a free bottle of Axia, another month of Axia 30. 800-525-8345 is the number to call right now to order this product and get on this weight loss regimen so you're prepared for Thanksgiving and the holidays, Christmas, New Year's, etc. 800-525-8345. 90 days to see the results or your money back guaranteed. 800-525-8345 for Axia 30.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Outdoor banners.
Detailing your one-of-a-kind product offering.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you grow your business.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
And your customer base.
Design services, presentations, shipping.
So you go to the one place that has it all and prints it right.
Staples.
Right now, buy 250 business cards, postcards, flyers, or brochures and get 250 free. Details in-store or at staples.com/color. Ends 11/10/12. Staples. That was easy.
Hey, dog, where's your owner?
Watching Netflix.
Yeah?
He can instantly watch as many TV episodes and movies as he wants online.
Well, I know what you did on my lawn, and it's not funny.
It is the kids.
Well, what are their parents supposed to laugh at?
The sophisticated jokes. You know, like, that dog chasing his tail reminds me of politicians.
Instantly watch as many TV episodes and movies as your family wants on all kinds of devices for only $8 a month with Netflix. Start your free trial today. See terms of use.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
If you died tomorrow, would your family have enough to pay the bills? Or could they lose their house, savings, and dreams of a good education? You don't have to put them through that. Getting term life insurance to provide for your family is fast, easy, and amazingly affordable. A 5-minute call to AIG Direct could save you up to 70%. Just listen to this. Less than $17 a month gets you a $250,000 policy. Now is a great time to get term life because some prices have dropped to their lowest rates ever. And AIG Direct has partnered with American General Life to bring you their lowest rates on term life insurance. Find out how incredibly affordable term life is through AIG Direct. Call now for a free, no obligation quote. The call takes just a few minutes, and through AIG Direct, you could save up to 70%. Call 1-800-463-9240. That's 1-800-463-9240. 1-800-463-9240.
Hi, it's Roger, and I just did my quarterly economic briefing with author and Swiss America chairman Craig R. Smith. And what I discovered confirms my worst fears. Something is getting ready to happen that will change the course of world history, and not one in a thousand will believe it until it's already too late. After writing 4 important books accurately predicting the future of gold, oil, the dollar, and inflation, Craig Smith is on the verge of releasing his next book. This new CD covers the root issues of the coming crisis and offers 3 critical steps to protect your family from the fallout. Call today for this hot new CD, The Future of Money, at 800-289-2646. Write it down, 800-289-2646. You must hear The Future of Money to believe it. Call 800-289-2646. That's 800-289-2646. Or go online at SwissAmerica.com. Again, write it down, 800-289-2646. Do it today.
All right, let's get to the bottom. I'm going to become Biff Stefan now for a bit. Biff Stefan and the Sports Report. Actually, I should get my son. I could get him up. He'd be pretty good at that.
Yeah, that's not
Well, you know what we should do is get one of the ladies to do sports from the ladies' perspective. Jennifer likes to do sports stuff.
Yeah.
We probably ought to do that. I mean, it's silly to not think that women are interested in sports, because they are. I just am not much interested in myself, so I don't go down that road, because I don't sound like I don't know what I'm talking about, even though I guess that isn't just relegated to sports. Gina in Danville, Illinois. Welcome to Good Day. Hi, Gina.
Hi.
How are you doing?
Doing good. Thank you.
You're a sports fan?
Yes.
You are. What's your favorite sport?
I would say baseball.
Baseball. All right. Should I have Jennifer or Roberta do a daily sports report from their perspective? I don't want to just get the scores.
Roberta, not so much. Jennifer,
no, Roberta, never mind. Yeah.
I think that would be a good idea.
All right. So if you were a candidate for the sports job, what would be your headline for today? How would you report on the events going on in the world of sports from your perspective?
Oh. Wow, that's a good question.
All right, well, that's something that's
good. I think the thing that I probably hit on the most would be everything that was going on with the referee situation with the football last
referees?
Year with the NFL.
Yeah,
right.
That is an interesting story. All right, let's see if we can get to the root of the question and the answer. This team is very significant team. This date 1997 because it won the most exciting Game 7. Well, one of them, certainly, in the history of the World Series. First wild card team to win a world championship. Which team was it?
That would be the Arizona Diamondbacks.
That's a great guess. Had a good answer, but the wrong one under the circumstances. But there are many of the same things that led. I can understand how you come up with that, because they were an expansion team as well. Right?
Right.
Richie, I think, yeah. All right.
Sure.
Thank you. That sort of is a hint. Jason is in Moultrie, Georgia. Welcome to Good Day, Jason.
Good morning.
Morning. Which team were we talking about?
We're talking about the Florida Marlins.
And why were they? Why was it the fact they won in '97 so significant?
I believe it was because they had the smallest payroll in Major League Baseball.
They did, and they also debuted And it was that, they were in Kansas City, but they debuted during the 93 season, so they've been around for 4 years. Very good, sir. You win. Hold on a second.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA, and are built to last a lifetime, using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel, and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135, and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Are you or someone that you love struggling to reclaim your health? My name is Matthew David Hurtado, CEO of RNADrops.com. In 2008, I struggled with chronic fatigue syndrome, PTSD, and Lyme's. I thought that all hope was gone as I lost everything in the process. In 2009, a miracle happened. I discovered Ion and RNA drops. 2 months after taking RNA drops, the chronic fatigue and the PTSD had vanished into thin air. I'd like to invite you to discover RNA drops by visiting www.rnafreemini.com today. That's rnafreemini.com today. Listen to hours of testimonials and get a free trial bottle, pay only shipping and handling, by visiting www.rnafreemini.com
or give us a call at 1-888-550-8231. That's 888-550-8231. Hurry, supplies are limited.
See if we can get away. Tom Parsons is here to help you in your get away, depending on where you want to go and how you want to get there. Help yourself to bestfares.com through DougStephan.com. Every week, Tom Parsons, who's the editor and publisher of the information that you find at bestfares.com, all the secrets to saving money, traveling, etc., etc. There are special deals for Doug Stephan listeners you can get by accessing the info. Go to Tom's picture in the contributors box at DougStephan.com. Helpful hints if your flight gets canceled, and other tips on traveling for Thanksgiving. Can you still get a deal? I got my trip down. It wasn't necessarily easy. It just was, you know, you got to keep working at it. And Rishi and Tom were just talking about going to the Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas the first part of January, which is when people are still traveling. So under the circumstances, first let's deal with Thanksgiving, Christmas. There's nothing really between now and then. Fares are fairly inexpensive. But is the routine always at 2 weeks out? This is what always confuses people, especially if they're not frequent travelers. I try to use my skills, and sometimes they work, sometimes they don't, about, you know, what I know regarding traveling and right flights and all that stuff. The average person doesn't have that knowledge, nor do they have the interest, Tom. They just want to go someplace in the simplest way possible. Is that possible, given how complex the airline business is today and travel, the travel industry generally speaking?
Well, I can only tell you this. The average person on bestfares.com, over 50% of them book 39 days out.
39 days out. Good Lord. God bless them.
Right. And of those 7 days in that 39 days out, let's see if she looks at the same 39. The best, cheapest days, even no matter what day you flew, except probably Sundays, is booking on a Wednesday or Thursday.
I thought you said it used to be Tuesday. They used to announce
Tuesdays are still okay, but by Wednesday, every Tom, Dick, and Harry has already matched.
Right.
On Tuesday mornings, if you go there, you may only have one-fifth of the airlines matching. By Wednesday and Thursday, you have all Tom, Dick, and Harry's matching, which gives you better odds of getting the lowest fare. Now, this is what... But then if you ask me, yes, the third best day of the week would book would be Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
All right, because that's where you still have, unless you book Tuesday night.
So it's Wednesday, Thursday, Tuesday. Those are the best days. Wednesday, Thursday, Tuesday to book an airfare.
That's the norm. Mm-hmm. Sometimes, like last weekend, we had an airfare sale, okay, from all the airlines. One of those red ones, okay? Like this week, cruises. I think it's a great week to be looking for cruises because this is one of the very few times 20-plus cruise lines, and we have that up on the site, are throwing everything in the kitchen sinks at you from onboard credit. Even on the six-star cruises, you're seeing $5,000 discounts. This is what they call the world's largest cruise week. And it's going to end. Some cruise lines extend their promotions until mid next week, but it's all out there. And you see what, like Carnival maybe giving you 300 in onboard credit, Royal Caribbean $250. But then you got military rates too. I think the best military rates will come up in November when we have Veterans Day and all that. And you'll also be able to get two cabins for other family members who've never served in the armed forces. There are discounts. But the travel, it's pretty complicated, especially when it comes to hotels and air. And there's a strategy. I think the worst day of the week to travel is a Sunday, for sure. Friday's probably the second worst day. And then the rest of the week is a potluck. And then, more importantly, try to book during a sale.
I am traveling to Thanksgiving, to Los Angeles Thanksgiving. I'm going on Sunday, coming back on Friday, and it seemed to work out better around Thanksgiving because as you get closer, Tuesday and Wednesday, crazy prices, and the following Sunday, crazy prices. All right,
I take that back. That week is an okay week. I'm talking about leaving Wednesday before Thanksgiving and then coming home the Sunday after Thanksgiving should be put on your pocketbook. We also did Thanksgiving Day, coming back not 4 days later, but the fifth day. And that seemed to be the cheapest one, if you can believe the Thanksgiving morning.
Thursday to Tuesday. Yeah.
And you come back on Tuesday.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't buy it this week. I'd wait till Tuesday again or Wednesday next week when the sales are all back.
Right.
And see how that plays out.
All right, see how it plays out. All right, so those are some helpful hints. We never have time to get to everything I want to get to, but the idea is to use your head and take some advice offered on the bestfares.com website. Tom Parsons here, editor and publisher at bestfares.com. Help yourself.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.